Conclusion: tips to begin your diet journey today. Thanks for taking the time to read our guide, and I truly hope you have found it helpful and eye-opening. I have no doubt if you throw your focus into the feast and famine diet, you will achieve your weight loss goals and much more. That said, when do you plan to start? If you just hesitated, you may be experiencing the greatest foe of achieving the body of your dreams of them all, the evil called procrastination. Before I leave, let me share with you some tips that can help you slay the beast and begin your own transformation story today. Just do it. The feast and famine diet requires no special food, no supplements, and no information, really beyond this guide to work and work well. So what are you waiting for? Start feast and famine right now. The only thing stopping you is your own inertia. Banish any thoughts of tomorrow or next week. Once again, make a decision and start now. Expose your excuses. Do you have reoccurring excuses why you can't start intermittent fasting today? Say these excuses out loud so you can hear how ridiculously self-defeating they are. If you are still in doubt, write them down and burn them as you free yourself from limiting beliefs. Look at yourself naked in the mirror. If you are fat, the mirror and a lack of clothes won't lie. Remind yourself your body won't change into something more pleasing until you first make a decision to change it, and then second, move forward with action in support of that decision. That action is to wisely adopt the feast and famine diet. If not, you will likely look the same, if not worse, than you did in the mirror in the days, weeks, months, and years to come. This may sound harsh, but a harsh truth is much better than a pleasant falsehood. Quit time wasters. Do you need so much social media, television, or playing video games when your body isn't where you desire it to be? Are you putting the easy and distracted before the vital and important? If so, why? Break the trance, quit the time wasters, and build the new you now. Write your goals down as clearly and detailed as possible. There's a certain magic about the written word, especially when it comes to setting and achieving goals. This magic is even more pronounced when the written words are your own. Write down your goals big and small, read them, and embrace feast and famine as a means to carry you in the direction you need to be headed. There isn't a success coach or sports psychologist alive who would argue against that advice. You shouldn't either. Are you psyched about moving forward with feast and famine? I knew you would be. This could be a day you look back on decades from now and say, "That's where I committed to serious, life-enhancing change. The things offered by this lifestyle are just that serious." I'd love to hear your success story, so please stay strong and in touch. Thank you for listening.